Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Good morning and welcome back to the Sweat 7, or welcome if you're joining us for the first time. So we've got a beginner workout for you today. Doesn't mean that you can't join if you are a seasoned pro or if you've done a few of these episodes before, but we will just be taking our time with some of these moves in explaining them. Nothing super complicated, but it doesn't mean that you can't add a bit of pace and a bit of hard work to all of them. We'll be starting with your inchworms and then moving into your body weight squats before staying working the legs for your forward lunges, then bringing it down to the mat for a high plank hold. Then it's back up onto your feet for 40 seconds of star jumps, back down to the mat for your shoulder taps, and then we're going to bring it onto your back for 40 seconds of sit-ups. So if any of those moves sound unfamiliar or you just want to double check the form on how they should look, then we've got videos of all of them over on @thesweat7pod on Twitter and Instagram. So just make sure you're familiar with your inchworms, squats, forward lunges, high plank hold, star jumps, shoulder taps, and finally your sit-ups. And when you're ready, we will get going. So in 10 seconds time, it is your inchworms from the top, all the way down, all the way back up.
7, 6.
In 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. So inchworms from standing, we drop chin to chest, we roll all the way down through the spine until your hands connect with the mat, then you walk your hands forward until you are in that high plank position, and then we walk the hands back towards your feet and roll it all the way back up. So keeping moving through those. For 40 seconds, you're already halfway through, so if you've done a couple, maybe get a couple more in. Just articulating through the spine, switching on through the shoulders, through the back of the legs for another 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. So staying on your feet for these next two, we're going to be moving into your squats next. So chest up nice and tall, feet are hip width apart, and we're just going to come into 40 seconds of body weight squats. So dropping down into that squat position, standing up nice and tall in 3, 2, 1. Go. So you can have a slight turnout of those toes as we come down into your squats. And what I want you to watch out for is that those knees don't start to drop towards each other at the bottom of that squat. If they do, just really think about kind of pulling them away from each other. So we stay nice and even as we drop down and drop up, pushing through all three corners of the feet. So feeling that pressure in your heels, in your big toe, in your little toe. As we drop down and up for another 8 seconds. Last. 3, 2, 1. Good. In 20 seconds time, we keep working those legs, but working a little bit more into your quads now. into the fronts of your thighs as we come into your forward lunges. So big lunge forward with one leg, push up through that front foot, and then onto the other side in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Go. Alternating forward lunges, big stride forward, push up through that front foot and over to the other side. Give one side, then the other. So on these lunges, I want you to check that your chest is nice and tall, nice and open, and that we're really bending deeply into that back knee. So dropping that back knee almost to the mat as we come down into that lunge, pushing up and then switching sides. Thinking about those feet being on train tracks, so legs stay parallel as opposed to stepping one foot in front of the other, and that'll just help us maintain that balance for 3, 2, 1. Great work. Let's give the legs a bit of a break. They'll still be working though in this high plank hold. So coming down to the mat, pushing up into that high plank, so your shoulders will be stacked directly above your wrists. Hips level with the shoulders in 3, 2, 1. Go. Into your high plank. We're going to try and keep it here for the full 40 seconds. If you need to come down to your knees, reset, come back up, that is fine. But I want you to keep shoulders over wrists, core nice and tight so we don't start dropping those hips down towards the ground or pushing them up towards the ceiling. And if you can, if this feels strong, then bring your feet together. We find a narrower position, so a little bit more kind of core work and balance required. 5 seconds here. 3, 2, 1. Great. So bring it up onto your feet then. Let's start to move around a little bit quicker. We're going to come into your star jumps. So from the top, we're going to jump up and out, bringing those hands all the way up over your head at the top. Starting to drive that heart rate up with this one in 3, 2, 1. Go. 40 seconds of star jumps. So the trick here is finding a pace you can maintain for this full 40 seconds. Full range of motion on these. Hands come all the way up to the top and all the way back down. Good. Listen, you are halfway through these already, so keep them going. And if you feel like you've got it in you, push that pace a little bit for another 15 seconds, knowing you've got just 2 more moves to go after this. Last 5 seconds here. 3, 2, 1. Superstar, well done. We're coming back to that high plank position that we were just holding before. This time we switch it up with some shoulder taps. So reaching one hand to tap the opposite shoulder, then the other. The trick is, as we lift that hand off the ground, we don't let the hip drop towards the ground. We keep it level. So shoulder taps. If you can do these quickly and keep those hips level without letting that hip drop towards the ground, amazing. If we need to slow them down, slow them down. Concentrate on that core balance, that stability. If that feels impossible, take the feet a little bit wider so you've got a more stable base. If that still feels hideous, drop it down onto your knees and keep working through those shoulder taps for 10 more seconds. Good, you've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Last move then. We come into your sit-up. So bring it onto your back. Heels are on the ground, knees are bent. Hands can be at your temples or across your chest, and we're trying to sit all the way up, chest to knees at the top, and all the way back down. In 3, 2, 1. Go. So if we can, full range on these sit-ups, all the way up and lower, all the way back down. If that range feels impossible, then just work at the bottom of that sit-up. So hands across your chest and just come up into little pulses. Feel those abs engage and lower back down. Otherwise, for the next 20 seconds, it is full range, all the way up and all the way back down. You have got 10 more seconds. So give me two or three more on these sit-ups if you can. Keep going right till the last second. You've got 3, 2, 1. Brilliant work. Well done. If that was your first time joining us or one of your first times here, then thank you and well done. If you are here with us all the time, then thanks for sticking with it. I hope you're enjoying it. We have, as always, got plenty more to come on The Sweat 7. See you soon.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Ockel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.